The close observer of the electricity sector says the government must intervene to force big firms to give up assets and make way for a state-owned generator. An Electricity Authority report out yesterday says Meridian and Contact Energy's cut-rate deal with Rio Tinto, the owner of the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter, has led to higher wholesale prices. Luke Blinko, chief executive and independent electricity retailer Electric Kiwi, says this would be the fastest way of putting money back into consumers' pockets. He joins us now. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Okay, so you want the government, and they haven't completely ruled this out, to actually step in here in the wake of this report and others and split up the big generators. Is that right?
That's correct. We've been on record for some time, consistently expressing the view that there's market power and it's being abused. And it's been over 5 years now, and the EA has now finally come to the realisation, in their own words, that they've observed some evidence to suggest generators have increased incentive and ability to exercise market power, and they may have been doing so over the review period. To us, it's been patently obvious, going back to the UTS, 2 years ago, where we saw Meridian spilling water unnecessarily to firm prices. Yeah, there's a litany of behaviours in the industry, and TY is just an example rather than the core of it.
Well, it's a pretty big example, though, I mean, given the size of the power that it uses. And I see one argument would be if you were to end that deal and you would have, 10 or 11% of the electricity grid suddenly freed up, that would lower prices but could disincentivise those big companies to then reinvest in renewable, climate change important energy resources.
I think that's scaremongering from generators, to be honest. In Meridian's own words, they suggest if that deal hadn't been done, consumers wouldn't have seen the benefits necessarily, which I think just underpins the reality that when the market structure is broken, with or without that deal, consumers' interests aren't going to be looked after.
How would this sort of closure,
you'd need a functioning wholesale market, and that's not what we've got.
Yeah, I mean, the energy companies seem to be suggesting, though, that even if you took the TY deal out, the market would readjust and you wouldn't get necessarily much cheaper prices. How does that work?
Well, they're effectively confirming the EA's observations that they've got market power and they can manipulate prices. So, to me, that just underpins the need for structural change, the creation of a new...
Or would it be that just that the demand would be sucked up elsewhere from others?
That demand should be there anyway, right?
Saying is other big users would then seek that demand out, they would increase capacity, and you'd end up the market readjusting and there not being much of a change for so those fixed prices that consumers use.
Well, when they say readjust, I think it's really code for continuing to manipulate prices. The issue is if...
Well, I'm just trying to say I'm sure they won't agree with that.
No, they won't. And I think the rule of thumb here is if the generators think something's a bad idea, then it's probably good for consumers. Their interests are not aligned with New Zealand consumers. They're fundamentally incentivised to see wholesale prices increase. Consumers don't benefit from that. And that's their job. They're there to make money. We acknowledge that. And the reality is that the authorities observed evidence to suggest they have market power and incentive. So if they're not actually exploiting that, they're not doing their job.
Okay. I just want to find out, what sort of an impact would it have, though, on our markets and economy if you were to intervene with these big gen tailors, if we call them that, some of which obviously partially floated on the share market, others such as Contact, fully floated. You can't just jump in and sort of randomly split up their assets very easily. I mean, it's been done before with telecom and et cetera, but that is a big step.
It is a big step. We're talking about a massive industry here that's central to New Zealand's economy, and I think this is the wrong lens. This is the lens looking after the interests of a small group of shareholders, of which the government actually has controlling interests, against the benefits of all New Zealanders and the wider economy. So the other side to that coin is the impact on investment from all industries across the whole economy, and even deeper than that.
Yeah, but what would it cost, though? I mean, I know, putting aside that, I understand your argument about that, but I'm just saying, the cost of doing it, you'd have to buy those shareholders out, wouldn't you? And if you didn't, then boy, that would open up a huge can of worms.
Well, there's a number of ways to execute this, and we've already got a can of worms, Corin. You know, we've got billions of dollars a year going down the tubes, or certainly going into the shareholders of these generators. And, you know, the longer it goes on, the worse it'll get. You know, it's never going to be cheaper than today. And, you know, the cost isn't prohibitive relative to the benefits.
Luke Blinko, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. Chief Executive of the independent electricity retailer Electric Kiwi.